This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. Hour two of the program. More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. Always a lot of great things, including a tailgate bundle, dog treats. We have ice biscuits and popcorn. Popcorn for your puppy.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, popcorn. Go to danpatrick.com. Also, we got some big surprises coming up here in the next couple of weeks. DanPatrick.com. No hints. No hints from anybody on the other side of the glass, Paulie.
I forgot to tell you the other day, I went to one of those like meet the teacher type things, those parent-teacher conferences where you sit for 5 minutes in each of your kids' classes. Yeah. And there was a gentleman in front of me, typical bro, and at the end he turns back to me and goes, "So is the Velcro wallet thing for real?" And I turn back, I'm like, and I took it right out of my pocket.
Hell yes, it is. You can get it's a Velro. We misspelled it initially. We just kept it up there as the Velro wallet. By the way, not one, but two pies today. Two pie Shakur. It'll be Marvin getting one. His Niners lost last night in dramatic fashion. Quite a shootout, 11-10. And I, of course, get to take a pie. So we both take pies because of Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo starting the game means I get a pie. Didn't think he would start a game for the Niners this year. And here is Jimmy Garoppolo talking about his performance last night against the Broncos.
It's different. You try to do all the practicing and preparation you can on the sideline, being the number two. And then when you get tossed into it, I didn't go through OTAs and training camp. And I'm not trying to make excuses or anything, but I just got to get in game shape and get rolling now. Not going through training camp the same way as normally. I mean, it's a different routine than I've been used to in the past, so I gotta get back to where I was.
Here's Kyle Shanahan, the Niners head coach, on Jimmy G's performance.
I thought he played real well in the first half. I mean, I thought he made some plays, hit the ones that were there, and then made some that weren't there. In the second half, I don't think anyone on offense did good, including myself. I mean, we didn't really get into rhythm the whole time, and our defense did a hell of a job keeping us in there, but we weren't able to get it going.
Yeah, it's one of those games where you feel like you needed to be paid to watch it. Because after a while, you're going, this is boring. Even if you're a fan, must be tough. And Marvin's a fan of the Niners. Fritzy's a fan of the Broncos. And I do feel like the Broncos, they appear to be 0-3, even though they're 2-1. Like, they're 2-1, and they're not very good. And there's no offense there. But all you try to do is survive. we always look for style points. Like, oh my God, that team was unbelievable. When it comes down to home field advantage or advancing in the playoffs, you just survive. That's all you want. It's the team, boy, they look great. And then all of a sudden you get into a slugfest. I always go back to UNLV, the Running Rebels in the early 90s. They were blowing teams out by 30. And I always wondered, when I was doing SportsCenter at the time, I wondered what would happen when they got tested, if there was a close game. And it seems like, well, there's not going to be a close game. UNLV was going to go undefeated. And then they got into a close game, and they didn't handle it well. What do you do when you need to do it and the other team knows what you're going to do? That separates good from great and great from winning a Super Bowl. Yeah, Marv.
Last night's game seemed like one of those games where both teams deserve to lose. It was like the opposite of the Chiefs-Bills playoff game last year.
Yeah.
Where like, no one deserves to lose this game. No, no one deserved to win last night at all.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Do people still do email on the show? Mario's supposed to get the emails and the tweets, but I never see them.
They'll be coming up soon. He's collecting them for the past 3 years.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Paul. Yeah, I was just wondering that because, you know, Tyler's always answering the phone calls. Tyler always.
Do you want too much?
Well, Tyler comes in on his weekends and answers phone calls.
Hey, how'd that barbecue go this weekend? Oh, you did bring the salad. You did. Yeah. Oh, and it went. Oh, great. I'm glad it went over well.
Yeah, your tires rotated. You had time to do that?
Yeah, Tyler. Hey, you want me to watch your dog? Yeah, I'll come over. Where do you live? Oh, Spokane. All right, it'll take me a little while in my Camaro. Yes, Todd.
Every once in a while, though, he makes the call. Hey, is Bill from Arkansas there? No, he's supposed to call us.
Well, Tyler does not have a real robust social life. So I could see where he calls Jeff in Detroit and, you know, some of these other people like, hey, what are you doing? Hey. Want to hang out?
I'm talking about the Charger game with Dan. Yeah. We got a line open here.
Tyler plays video games all weekend
from
long.
Friday afternoon until Monday morning?
Yeah. He plays video games. Yeah.
I'd make fun of it. That sounds like my 20s, though.
Yeah. All right. Poll question, hour two, Seton O'Connor.
Dan, we're going to go with a dude poll question.
Okay.
Okay. So we have the dude poll question. Colts Chiefs.
All right.
Titans, Raiders.
Okay.
Dolphins, Bills, Jaguars, Chargers. Dude. Which of them is more dude-ish?
I'd say Jags.
38-10? What?
I know.
What?
I would say my Jags.
All the other games are one score, you know?
Like the Chiefs game, this is what's happening with the Chiefs. This is what's happening with quarterbacks who like to throw it deep. The NFL, these defenses, are playing everything in front of them. They're just not letting you get behind them. And they're going to test your patience. And it felt like that was the case with the Chiefs. Colts did a great job.
It's the Colts.
I know, but they have a good defense. The Colts are supposed to be really good. Yet people said, I think somebody on this staff said, Colts dark horse Super Bowl team. Yeah, Paul.
I think I said that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Can we erase that?
No. I'd stay with it.
Now I'm going to jump back on.
Yes.
Yeah, not after this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, you're just trying to assess this.
Just taking September, okay? We're taking the first 4 weeks to see what we have.
Belichick does it every year. Todd, what's wrong today?
I'm just bummed about what I've been watching with my team. And we're talking about like a 2-1 team that's.
But you got we got to do a show here.
I know, and I'm wearing my black.
Yeah, but you shouldn't even wear that.
I felt like I had to make a part statement and wear like a black version of the Broncos.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
Fritzy's head, because the black background, it looks like he's got this big floating head on the screen. Because that's all you see, like a Steve Jobs wearing those things. I'm a Bears fan. I have realistic expectations. I expect very little. Yeah. So getting a win, an ugly win, it's like, all right, I'll take it. I'll move on.
Aaron Rodgers met with the media after somehow squeezing out a win against Tampa Bay and the Buccaneers yesterday.
Is this win today? I mean, this is probably your chief competition in the NFC, a team you lost to in the NFC Championship game a couple of years ago. Does it hold any more special value? Exercising demons?
No, I don't. I think that's kind of a little bit stretching it there. It is week three. Feels good, for sure. Could be some tiebreaker stuff down the line when you beat a team like this, but it's just week three. With the Bears won and Vikings won, so there's three 2-1 teams in the NFC North.
that's the focus. But big win for us.
Here's Tom Brady on why the Buccaneers lost.
You'd always, you know, rather play with your with the guys that are, you know, your top players on your team, and but they're not, you know, a lot of, they're not playing with a lot of their top guys either. So the guys went in there, they fought hard. We just too many mistakes. Even if, you know, I don't know, it looked to me we had a chance to make a lot of plays and we didn't. Doesn't matter really. You know, the guys that were in there, some of the guys did a great job with their opportunities, and we just got to keep doing it. So we're 2-1. There's a lot of football left. We'll keep working at it. Doesn't get any easier next week going up against the Chiefs, but. You know, no one feels sorry for us, nor should we. We just got to go back to work.
He's right. Did you see the shirt that Brady showed up with pregame? I think it had a picture of him from high school on the back of his T-shirt. I'm not sure why, because he's got social media, a team there that helps him. But that was one of those where you go, all right. I mean, it was a different outfit to show up pregame. I don't know if they're for sale. But
TV 12 year old.
Oh, okay. Bloop.
Okay.
All right.
I like it. I like that one.
I think he's a little older than 12 in the picture.
I have no idea.
But it's okay.
It didn't work if it's TV 14 year old.
I like TV 12 year old. Yes, yes, Marv.
On the front of the shirt, it said forever young. So I guess it was like,
okay.
I was young once, guys. I remember the 90s.
Remember in the preseason, we wondered about the Dolphins because they were looking at Tom Brady. They were looking at Sean Payton. They had interest in Deshaun Watson. Didn't feel like they were comfortable with their quarterback. They bring in a new head coach, Mike McDaniel, and he's starting to look like he knows what he's doing. Through three games, they defeated the Ravens. They defeated the Patriots. They defeated the Bills. Pretty impressive lineup. And the hot start is a big deal, but as weeks go by, NFL teams are going to start to pick up on the strategies that teams have, the game plans that they have. You know, this has been the game plan that the Colts had against the Chargers, and that was keep everything in, or against the Chiefs, keep everything in front of you. Everything in front of you. Don't let Mahomes have a home run. Well, it's easier said than done, but you saw that. And what the Dolphins did is they kept Josh Allen in check for the most part. They had a couple of big plays there, and you know, we've talked about this before. When teams go to Miami in September, you can see where they start to get tired. Fourth quarter. Patriots always struggle down there. You know, when they play there in September, feels like the Dolphins always win. It's a home field advantage. You can't prepare for it. And did that play a role yesterday? Maybe just enough, but the Dolphins ended up with the win. And I just want to see what else they have. You know, defensively, they did a really good job. You got two home run hitters with your wide receivers. Can you give Tua enough time? And is that going to be enough? And it might be. All right, we'll get to more phone calls here. Oh, Paulie has Pro Bowl news. Is this the Pro Bowl news game?
Yes, this is the Guess the Pro Bowl news game. We haven't played this in years.
So what are they going to do to make it interesting now? Is that the game?
Something like that.
Okay.
Would you like to play?
Yeah, sure.
The NFL made a major announcement about the 2023 Pro Bowl.
All right.
What do you guys think it is? Anybody have a guess?
I'm going to guess they don't have a Pro Bowl game.
Okay. Would anyone else like to take another guess?
Where was the Pro Bowl held last year?
Is that Orlando?
Yeah.
I think they're moving it to Las Vegas.
Okay. One more guess.
Todd?
They've increased the money that the winning team gets so that they'll try a little harder.
Now, the backdrop is, you remember last year's Pro Bowl, after about three or four series, it became like a walkthrough.
No, it was like slow dancing. You just paired off with a partner.
But that had never happened before. And remember we interviewed different players and we said, was this like an act where you guys talked about this before? And they said, no, it just happened. Everyone picked it up. So here it is. The Pro Bowl, as we know it, is no more, Dan. There are no more Pro Bowl games with players and pads. That is over.
And a lot of skills competition?
Correct. And Seton is also right. It's being moved to Vegas.
Oh!
Nothing can go wrong there with a bunch of star athletes with free time in Vegas.
And money.
The Pro Bowl games presented by Verizon. The Pro Bowl games presented by Verizon will be a week-long celebration of players' skills featuring exciting new format that spotlights a flag football game. The multi-day AFC versus NFC competition will culminate in an action-packed flag football game. there'll be many other challenges and activities and fan events going on.
Yeah, great.
The Pro Bowl games presented by Verizon will take place at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, as on purpose, on Sunday, February 5th, 2023.
I think you need to proofread that before you read it on here.
I was joking.
Yes, yes, Todd.
That's like the NFL experience, but like an adult version of the NFL experience that the little kids go to during Super Bowl week. It sounds terrible.
If you look last year, they did that best catch competition where you threw the ball and everyone jumped. That actually was probably the favorite thing of the week. And people kind of liked some of those skills things because it was actual activity. Now it's no more game.
Yeah, see.
The skills thing seemed to be way more entertaining than a game of guys walking through it.
Yeah.
Slam dunk contest is way better than the All-Star game in the NBA.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, the slam dunk contest, when was the last time it was good?
It's still way better than, you know, 176 to 190, you know, whatever, just nonstop threes and alley-oops.
Yeah. Yeah, but the dunks, there's only so many things you can do. Unless there's a human sacrifice, I don't know if, they jumped over a car. Now, I don't know what else you can do. They jumped over Taco Falls.
We just have to stop wanting these games to mean something.
Yes.
That's the real problem. Is that people are, you need to play hard if you're playing in this Pro Bowl. It's like, why? Who cares?
I think the last bastion of competition was the baseball All-Star game. But that used to be the American League and the National League. And then you had pride. You wanted your league to be better than their league, and you didn't play each other, and you didn't see each other until the World Series. It was a big deal, but not so much anymore. Yes, Todd?
But I agree. Unless you're jumping through like a flaming hoop or there's some kind of piranha tank that you're jumping over where there's actual consequences if you don't make the dunk, it's really kind of all the same thing. Jumping over your cousin or, you know, the mascot, it's getting a little silly.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yes, Paul.
The NFL is not doing a piranha tank at the 2023 Pro Bowl.
See, I don't think that'd be a big deal. Like, if you had alligators and you had to jump over a pit of alligators and then you lost somebody in the process, okay.
And next man up.
Yeah.
Pick somebody up off of waivers or the G League. Just grow up.
Do your job.
Yeah, Paul.
You know they do that thing where the quarterbacks try to throw 70 yards. I don't know if they do that anymore. They used to do that, like Cordell Stewart and Peyton Manning, the guys. Yeah. What if you did a thing where a quarterback was matched up with a fan and you gave them gloves and they had to go do like a 10-yard button hook and they just got lit up by the quarterback? But if they catch it, they win like 10 grand. Seems like either win 10 grand or you lose a thumb.
Well, I have rarely tuned in. I tuned into the Pro Bowl when I realized that they were slow dancing last year. Then I was interested. I thought, okay, let me see how they don't tackle. And it became funny. But I rarely tune into those games going, man, hey, come on, let's go bear down defense. You know, you're never saying that. Yeah, Marv.
The only thing I remember about the Pro Bowl when I was young was seeing Buffalo Bills players go to Hawaii after they lost the Super Bowl and just thinking, how could you be here? And I was like 10, like, why aren't you somewhere sulking? I said,
well, it's a good place to sulk, a free trip to Hawaii. Probably helps drown some of the sorrows there.
In my Mai Tais.
Yeah. Let's take a break. More phone calls. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend back after this. If you own a business, been a bumpy ride, but maybe there's help on the way. If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. And it's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. And GetRefunds.com is here to help you with that challenge. The team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program, and they've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And maybe they can help you too. First of all, they do all the work. No charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. Answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater. Yep. You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
Every villain has an original story. Only one of them involves minions. Bring some mayhem into your movie night. Stream Minions, The Rise of Gru, now on Peacock. By the way, next Sunday night, it's Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs going to Tampa. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, Sunday, 7 Eastern, NBC and Peacock. I saw where Rihanna is going to be the halftime show. Marvin sent me the link to that as soon as it was announced. I guess you're excited about Rihanna.
We all won, everyone.
Did we?
We all won, everyone. Ringo Starr instead?
No, Taylor Swift. But Tay-Tay doesn't want to do it until she re-records all of her albums. And so I think she's only re-recorded two of them. And
Taylor's version.
Yes. She's got four more to go before she's the halftime
girl. I got a question. I don't know what you're talking about. She's re-recording her albums for what purpose?
I guess her dad helped sell her the originals. Scooter Braun, who is...
That big machine? Yeah. Is that the name of their company?
I think so. So he's, among others, Justin Bieber's manager. So I guess he bought them and sold them for a couple of $100 million. And she was livid that her dad did this. And so she's now re-recording her albums. So they're hers. She wanted to have her own masters. And they were sold. Yes, Paul.
Is she estranged from her father business-wise? Did he, like, steal from her?
I don't know what the relationship is like.
Oh, I didn't know.
I don't know what she got out of it. But she's re-recording her albums. Her own, I don't know how you do it, if she's got her own take on it. own version of her songs, re-recording. Yes, he.
That's actually my worst of the weekend, was basically falling victim to like the ultimate pump fake from like Friday to Sunday, where it was like, hey, Taylor Swift. And it, because I had called earlier a few months ago that I think Taylor Swift is going to be the halftime show. And all weekend it was like, man, I'm going to get to take a victory lap on Monday. Oh, no, I'm not. It's Rihanna. That being said, I'm much happier that it's Rihanna than Taylor Swift. She'll put on a way better show.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, just even think of like, even just the guest appearances for Rihanna is going to be unbelievable, I bet.
Like who?
Like, I don't know, like Jay-Z and Drake and probably A$AP Rocky. And I mean, she's worked with a million, Calvin Harris. She's worked with a million awesome artists.
Eminem?
Eminem, yeah. Yeah, she's got hits.
Okay.
She does. She really does. Yeah. But she just, people don't
Rihanna
remember because she hasn't released an album in like 7 years or something like that.
Yeah. She's a great businesswoman, but meh. And why'd you say Ringo Starr? Like, I don't know modern music. I know more modern music than you do, goofball.
Ooh, challenge.
That's a challenge.
Challenge accepted.
No. There's no challenge. You're right.
I do, for sure.
Yeah. I was literally watching the VMAs maybe a month ago. Yeah. Like, who are these young folks? What is this song?
Yeah.
Dua Leap? Whatever.
She's got an unbelievable voice. And she's gorgeous. Post Malone, by the way, had to cancel his show in Boston. He fell off the stage and got hurt.
Did you get a refund?
No. I didn't go to it. But he said he had a sharp pain and he wasn't able to perform.
I think he broke a couple ribs.
Well, you got to play through it. Justin Herbert did.
Yeah, if he was a quarterback,
yeah,
he'd be playing.
Just shoot it up. Hell, you're a rock star.
How important are ribs to singing anyway?
Mm.
Oh.
Lung capacity.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
I saw a concert yesterday out of nowhere, out of short notice, went to see a couple bands at a little music festival, and one of them was Dave Matthews. Dave Matthews was like the headliner. And then lightning came, and everyone had to run for their lives. But we left just before that. But we saw Seton, the National.
Yep.
They were very good. Really
they
good.
They are very good.
And then Dave came out there, Dave Matthews. Is it Tim Reynolds, the guy he plays guitar with?
Yeah.
Holy cow, that guy's talented. They played like a jam for an hour and a half.
Hmm. Okay.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah. I've seen Grateful Dave when he did that show where he didn't have the band. He just had Tim with him. Mm. It was very good. Although his dialogue is not very good on stage.
Oh, man. I'm glad you brought that up. I can't tell what it is because you know this person. You know Dave Matthews. I've never met him.
Yeah.
Is he goofing around? Is that just how he speaks?
He's goofy. He is. He's very funny.
I'm telling you, we got to hold off this rain. And if the rain holds it, hold off, we'll hold off together.
I know.
And I was like, what is he saying? What does that mean? We're going to hold off together? All right. See what I can do.
And that's kind of the way he is all the time.
Yes.
We're here in Bridgeport. I've never been here. But we're here now. And that's where we're going to be.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, what do you already say, Dave?
Thank you very much. And then you're like, all right. But he puts all the creativity into the music. That's the music.
Taking these songs down to the water hole, some whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
The music is what I'm trying to do, and trying to do some music.
I got the army boots on. I should have wore some rain boots.
Anybody got some galoshes? You know, if you got galoshes. And I hear my good friend Dan Patrick, he'll say, it's raining cats and dogs, and I just stepped in a poodle.
Galoshes. Yeah.
The space between the tears we... Get a couple of phone calls in here. By the way, here's something that I thought of. Aaron Judge, can you bet on Aaron Judge not hitting another home run the rest of the year?
Like shorting a stock?
Yeah, he has 9 games left, a doubleheader next Tuesday in Texas. Final game of the regular season is Wednesday at the Blue Jays, host the Orioles at the Rangers. What are the odds, literally what are the odds, that DraftKings would have that Aaron Judge, like you would short Aaron Judge stock and he doesn't hit another home run? Could you do it where he doesn't hit 2 home runs? I guess you can bet on that just about anything. Yes, Paul.
You could definitely, from game to game, bet on him failing to homer or to homer.
Okay.
You could bet on the game he's going to do it for the rest of the season. I don't know if there's a bet. There probably is that he does not pass it or hit 61 the rest of the season. But from game to game, you can bet against him homering.
Yes, Todd.
We've requested from our friends at DraftKings 3 odds. 1,
if you want to bet the rest of the year he's not going to hit any more, that he's going to just tie or he's going to get two or more and break the record.
Also, the Maris family, how long do they continue to follow Aaron Judge? I'm guessing the family has other things to do than go watch a Yankee
game.
Did
they pack for a two-week trip?
I don't know. It's almost like Gilligan's Island, you know? They were going out for a three-hour tour, and then a couple of years later.
So we're going to Toronto now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then you come back to New York, and then you go to Texas. Yes, Todd.
And the quality of the hotels they're putting them at are just starting to drop a little bit more. You know, no one has an infinite budget. Like Courtyard by Marriott Toronto. Sorry, you should have hit the home runs already.
Oh, did he break it already? Oh, so sick of it here.
Yeah.
Red Roof Inn, Arlington. Hey, we're doing what we can.
Yeah.
As long as you're there.
But at some point, I mean, this is on the Yankees' dime, I'm guessing, that they're showing up. So we want you to show up so we can have the ceremonial, exchange of the baton, the home run baton or bat. And everybody's like, if you're the Maris family, you're like, we don't want him to break it. Now we have to be, this is a road show. It's like you're, going to a Fish concert and it never ends. Like, okay. Another musical reference there, Marv. Okay. Yeah. See?
Not, very contemporary.
Yeah, I'm playing for keeps right now.
The Fish.
Yeah. Dua Lipa. Yes.
Should the Yankees be making a big deal out of the Aaron Judge record chase? Like, should it be a big deal?
Yeah.
It should?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's just a Yankee record.
Yeah, but it feels like Yankee records, they trump every other record. Mm. Yeah. It's like he did it for the Yankees. Oh, okay.
If somebody becomes the A's all-time home run
nobody
leader,
cares.
Are we?
No. No, nobody cares. Mm. Did you see where Doug Peterson is fifth on the Jags all-time win list for coaches, tying Urban Meyer?
Did they have a tribute video for Urban?
I don't know.
Him?
I don't know if Urban was going to follow Doug Peterson around until he tied it.
Is Urban and his family?
Yes. Did you see where the Fox noon kickoff was in Ann Arbor and Fox told the Michigan fans no Urban Meyer signs? Come on.
Come on, freedom of speech. What happened to that?
There's ways around that, by the way. I've seen people at College Game Day.
Oh, yeah. I remember when we had Occupy Game Day, and much to the chagrin of Chris Fowler, I don't know why you're doing it. It's just a joke, Chris. We're just a little radio show, and we want our fans to maybe give us a shout-out on national TV. But they would go in with a sign, and it would be like, go state! And then they would get in through the security and the sensors, and then they would rip it off, and it'd be like, Shay and Irving, call the show. Yes, Todd.
Well, that's the trick. You got to have an easel-type sign. We could just tear one page, and then you can just keep tearing it until you get to what you really want to hold.
All right. Best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'm going to start with you. Best and worst of the weekend.
I watched every play of the double overtime game in Winston-Salem between Clemson and Wake Forest. Tigers survived the Deacons 51-45. Amazing game, back and forth. Worst, previously top 25 ranked Miami Hurricanes, losing at home to the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee State, benching Tyler Van Dyke, their QB, in the third quarter. Yikes.
And
Tyler Van Yikes.
Tyler Van Dyke has name, image, and likeness money. What happens when you get benched? Like, I don't know what those contracts look like. Do you get to keep all the money? Do you get paid incrementally? And the I thought, okay, everybody liked him playing at Texas A&M, which I didn't. I thought, okay, I'm guessing A&M is still a better team than the U. And then I watched him against Middle Tennessee, and it's one of those where you're watching, you're going, you got to be kidding me. What, Todd?
It's actually name, image, and you.
It's the ooh instead of the U.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Todd.
And it's name, image, we don't like this. So they should give money back in those situations.
All righty. I think you're done.
Am I done?
Yeah, I think you're done. I didn't say dumb. I said done.
For the rest of the show or just this
segment? No, just this segment.
Just for this moment.
Right this moment. Seton O'Connor, best and worst of the weekend.
Well, my best worst-ish was the Taylor Swift Rihanna situation, but my worst-er-ist, Josh McDaniels hasn't won a game as a head coach since November 14th, 2010. Jeepers creepers. I know he waited a long time to come back, but
okay, that's a skewed stat.
It is, and he waited a long time, but this is like the worst He waited all of this time to come back and be like, no, I'm going to find the right situation, the one that's I'm going to step into a winner. This is going to be great. And jeepers, creepers.
Marvin?
Best of the weekend, football powerhouse Kansas beating Duke over the weekend to start their season 4-0, first time since 2009.
Hey, they've been through hell and back, and I don't care how the wins happen or who they're against. If Kansas is winning football games, good for them. Been a long, long, long time.
That's right, overrated basketball program. But anywho, worst of the weekend, Arkansas kicker. I felt so bad. Hits the top of the goalpost.
Yep.
They lose.
Yeah. Yep. Paulie, best and worst.
How do you hit the top of the goalpost?
Well, he hit the
the upright.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't see them. Okay. Yeah. Kansas football. They've got Iowa State, TCU, Oklahoma, Baylor. It gets a.
I could run the table.
They got some toughies. I'm gonna go deep cut, Dan, for my best of the weekend. Arkansas Elkhorn State Braves took down Arkansas Pine Bluff. The running back for Elkhorn State, 24 carries, 294 yards, and 4 touchdowns. That's pretty cool. And like you mentioned earlier, the other best of the weekend is Tennessee Volunteer fans. What a week they're having. You get College Game Day down there, which sometimes sets up for disappointment. And 38-33, they had Florida the whole game. Florida got a cheapie late. But Tennessee Volunteer football, what a great month for them. That's cool.
James in Virginia. Hi, James. Best and worst of the weekend. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Monday, DP, Danette. Detroit is awesome. What up, though? Still waiting for the end of September to come, man. Had a great weekend, man. Saturday, watch ODU win the first Sun Belt Conference game. Michigan held off against Maryland. Wins all wicked, man. Sunday morning, I watched Chasing Ryan, and I got to see a young DP pop on my screen real quick. It was a great time, and then I fell asleep the rest of the day. Never saw really what happened. I think Washington was on a bye last week, you know. They got Dallas coming up. Really excited to see what happens against Dallas, man. I'll take it off the air. Hope you guys have a great day, man. Thank you for taking my call.
And this team got smoked this weekend.
Yeah, they did.
That kind of mood.
Yeah, they did. James in Virginia. Adam in Jacksonville. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind?
5'10", 200. Love to love you. Great to talk. I got a best and worst. The best is obviously them Jags. Them boys, our boys, come on, they looking like the best team on the league yesterday. The worst, I guess the worst is telling my favorite sports show host that his Super Bowl pick is probably suspect now. But who loves you, baby? Duval.
Thank you, Adam. Hey, a Jaguars fan roughing up my Chargers. Hey. Celebrate, man. Celebrate. If Jags would be, it'd be a great story if they qualified for the playoffs. They were there in the picture. Be great. I love stories like that. You know, you start to root sometimes just because of the story. I don't have any favorites. I just watch. Yeah, Marv.
Trevor Lawrence, MVP candidate?
Question mark.
Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts also?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Comeback players?
Yeah, Paulie.
The thing about Hurts for the MVP, he doesn't even necessarily need the stats. The story's bigger. If he has really nice stats and they win 13, he's there. He doesn't need 50 touchdowns like Mahomes would.
Well, it's like Josh Allen. If they win 13 games, then I think he's going to be MVP. It just feels like they're waiting to crown him as MVP. Did you see Tua consoling him yesterday after the game? Like, he had his head on Tua's shoulder, and Tua's, like, patting him on the back.
And it wasn't just, like, the chin on his shoulder. It was the cheek being nuzzled in.
Yes,
like, your dog is missing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, man, I'm really sorry. They should be consoling Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator for the Bills. Do you want your offensive coordinator reacting that way? I like that he cares. Here's the problem I have with the play. Isaiah McKenzie run out of bounds. Like, he could have run out of bounds. And then maybe you get a quick pass play and then a field goal. But you kept the ball in play. Couldn't stop the clock. Couldn't clock it. But, man, crazy. Yeah, Paul.
Have you guys, in all honesty, have you ever had, without cameras around, a temper tantrum where you just started breaking stuff? Because Ken Dorsey, usually there's not a camera around when people do that. They just happen to cut to him. If they were to cut to him 5 seconds earlier or later, that does not go on national TV live.
No, but you might wonder what the hell happened in the press, you know, or in the suite that they're in. Because he had, his papers are all neat. And then he, you know, those poor tablets, man. He got smashing tablets and his markers are all over the place. And has anybody had a temper tantrum like that?
A gajillion times.
But what happens when you have the temper tantrum?
I usually get super frustrated about something. I flip out like a baby like that and then feel stupid for the rest of the day. Because it's such a bad look.
It is. When you start to, you know, bang on some inanimate object and you're like,
yeah,
you know, like that had anything to do with you banging your head on the, you know, door frame.
Right.
Todd, you do that usually with the Broncos.
Yeah, but I don't throw anything. Or
the bagel. Oh, the onion bagel.
I get angry, but not to the points. You know, I'm more of a powder, as you know. I don't get like really violently angry where I'm punching my hand through a wall or breaking stuff. I'll get angry, but it'll be ends up being more of a sad pout, why me kind of feeling.
What about you, Marvin?
When I was younger, I smashed in my aluminum bat after striking out, and my mom was like, Marvin, you do that again, I'll slap the dog bleep out of you.
Wow.
Don't ever act up like that and embarrass me.
Yes, see.
I had that happen once at a basketball game when I was in, I don't know, 7th or 8th grade or something. This kid had been fouling me all game, and he finally fouled, and I was getting really frustrated, and he fouled me again one more time, and they called the foul on the kid. But I was so frustrated that I took the ball and threw it against the wall and got teed up right away. And the last thing I remember as my coach pulled me out of the game and told me to go to the locker room was seeing my parents walk out the door. And I was like, oh, crap, I'm in trouble.
Paulie?
This is not going to shock anybody. I don't think I've had many of these, but one time my sister, we're at my sister's house, and both families are hanging out. And there's a barbecue joint a couple miles away, and my brother-in-law goes to pick up barbecue for the whole family. I'm getting a slab of ribs, you know, all very excited. You know me with barbecue. You get there, and the ribs are not in the bag, at all, nothing. They weren't even like, they just completely left them out. We called, and they were closed. And I opened it up, I looked in the bag, and I yelled the F word, which my kids had never heard me say before. Mm. And I kicked, like, the door of a my you know, like in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I didn't break anything, but that was like, it felt like a temper tantrum. But I think it's understandable if you order a rack of ribs and they don't show up. So I think I was justified, like Ken Dorsey justified. I stand by it. I would do it again.
Let's take a break. More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend after this. Every week we get to talk about Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We also invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. They have one-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs or at Panini's public auctions. They're located on the site. And you're going to find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, featuring official products from the NFL, NBA, UFC, and for the first time ever, the World Cup. See what's on sale now. Don't miss out on the Donruss NFL NFT release. Hold the top players and a few special NFTs that will send you for a VIP NFL experience. You can list your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges to earn exclusive award cards, and build a wish list for the items you love. Panini NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autographed cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game!
The NFL Players Association is investigating the whole process with Tua Tagovailoa. Did he have a concussion? Concussion protocol. Why isn't the NFL investigating this? Why is it the NFL Players Association? Shouldn't the NFL be curious about this as well? Yeah, Paul?
According to the process, Tua was slow to get up and then went to the sidelines to be evaluated by concussion protocol. The protocol sideline concussion assessment is a six-step process that tests a player for any no-go signs. Video review of the play, review of symptoms, inquiry reporting history of events, like asking questions. So it's six parts. If any element of the sideline assessment that's done by the team comes back positive or inconclusive, the player must be taken into the locker room for a full comprehensive review accompanied by the team's physician and NFL unaffiliated neurological consultant. Yeah. So the neurological consultant doesn't jump in to the process until Tua is deemed that he's got an issue and goes back to
life. Well, maybe he got his bell rung. Maybe it wasn't a full-blown concussion, but he grabs his face mask, shakes his head, and then he starts to stumble. That's not a bad back. Yes, he...
So why does Tua then, after the game, say, oh, yeah, it was my back, if it wasn't?
He's trying to protect some people because maybe he shouldn't have been in the game. And he's also protecting himself. Yes, Paul.
We talked about this before. Maybe he was coherent enough to know that if I say there's something wrong with my head, I get out of the game against the Bills. I'm in the middle of the, you know, nobody wants to, players still don't want to leave the field. And it starts with the player maybe hiding it from the team. That's what appears might be happening.
He grabs his helmet and then he shakes it off like he's got cobwebs. You don't do that with a bad back. Maybe a back injury, maybe. It just, what happens after he gets up? That is, when you have a back injury and, you know, I have chipped vertebrae. If something happens, you grab your back. You don't grab your face mask, and I don't shake it off. It just doesn't make any sense.
Tua said his back locked up on him, but, and he said, quote, but I mean, any competitor that would have never wanted to come out of the game would have done the same thing. I was just trying my hardest to get back up and get into the next play and run it.
Yeah, see.
How does the union then go about disproving this? If the team are like, yep, was his back, and the player is like, yep, was my back. What?
And it might just be for show. I have no idea. But the NFL's not investigating. The NFLPA.
Well, they don't want to investigate their own team.
No, I guess not. Shannon Sharp had a tweet. He was really angry with the Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy. He dropped a pass from Russell Wilson, and Shannon Sharp, Hall of Famer, said Jeudy does all this route running in the offseason and can't catch a bleeping pass. Well, Jerry Jeudy eventually responded after the game. He said, and you be doing all that talking during the season while your breath be smelling like your bleep.
Wow. That's uncomfortable.
Okay. Wow.
Bloop.
Bloop.
Hashtag big win.
Yeah, it is. Hashtag big win.
Breath?
Your breath is smelling like your backside.
Yeah. Bloop. He's since deleted that tweet. Oh, Judge Jeudy.
Oh, I love Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah. Dang. All right.
Oh, man.
No good, but so good.
I don't know he was going to get that angry about it. I probably should have said that. I knew he was going to get that upset.
Thank you, Shannon. More phone calls coming up next hour. You like to dial us up? Tyler, operator, is standing by. 877-3DP-SHOW. Update the poll results as well. Stat of the day on this program brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out this second hour. The NFL action is in full swing at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And we're talking about big plays, even bigger payouts, bigger wins. Customers can bet just $5, new customers, on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do. And they also have stepped up big game parlays. Every leg you add, you can boost your winnings up to 100%. Bigger payouts than ever. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code PATRICK. You get $200 in free bets if your team wins, and all you have to do is place a $5 bet on any game. That's promo code Patrick, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.